Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Dear Diary, it's been a long time since we've spoken. A lot has changed over the last couple of years. First of all, did you know that they're making another Ghostbusters? Also, are you aware that there's a sequel to Tron coming out? I mean, that movie came out like 57 years ago or something. I mean, next thing you know, they're gonna be making a fucking sequel to The Goonies. Not saying that that would be a bad thing, because The Goonies is fucking amazing. Could you imagine seeing a new Goonies? It'd be like the greatest thing on earth. Don't you want to know what Chunk looks like now? I bet she's beefy like that kid from Stand By Me turned into a hunk, you know? Do you know that fat kid from Stand By Me is married to Rebecca Romaine? That's fucked up. That kid looks like he could eat 17 Charleston Chews in a row, not even get hungry. Sometimes the world just isn't fair, you know? This week, I've been watching the NBA playoffs, and I noticed something. Kevin Durant's face is really fucked up looking. Have you noticed that? Well, you probably didn't, because you're made out of paper and binding and glue and shit. I mean, did you ever see Morgan Freeman in that movie Prince of Tides? The Robin Hood Prince of Somethings? Fucking pock marks all over his face. Look like Seal. Did you ever see Seal? Why do you think they call him Seal? You think it's because he eats lots of pussy? You know, because pussy smells like fish, you know? Come to think of it, Seal is married to Heidi Klum. Maybe the secret to success in this world is to just look unfuckable. I mean, it seemed to work for Abraham Lincoln. I bet you that guy was knee-deep in the pussy. He was like 15 feet tall. Had them wood teeth. I mean, cunnilingus from a guy with wooden teeth would be kind of creepy, but I bet you he could pop them fuckers out, put them on the dresser, and just tongue away. Who knows, maybe it would make the pussy taste better, it'd be like mesquite. Wooden tooth cocksucker, didn't know what hit him. God rest his soul, he was the greatest president we ever had. Besides maybe Chester A. Arthur. Do you think anybody around the White House called him Chester the Dirty Child Molester? Cause I would've. Just cause it's fun. We had a guy in school named Chester. We made fun of him so bad, he shot himself in the head. Maybe that's what happened to Lincoln. Maybe the history books got it wrong. Also, I've noticed a trend. Every team seems to have a guy who looks like Sideshow Bob. Running up and down the court, dopey-ass motherfucker with a fro. I never liked Sideshow Bob, because he hung out with Krusty the Clown. That motherfucker gives me nightmares. Scary as shit. When he laughs, it's creepy as shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. Keep a knife under my pillow just in case I hear that fucking laugh in the middle of the night. I stab that motherfucker in the neck. See if he bleeds green. Also, it seems like every other commercial during the games is one of them silver bullet commercials. Now, I'm pretty sure you can't just draw something on the wall and make a fucking train appear. That's something that would happen in, like, Narnia or something. It's fucking ridiculous. Bunch of drunks drinking beer on the street. That'd be fucking arrested. Imaginary trains don't make any fucking sense, all right? Well, Diary, I guess it's time for me to turn in. I'm kind of excited to go to bed tonight. I got myself a new pair of feety pajamas. Apparently, they don't make feety pajamas for adults. So, I had to have them custom made. They're fucking amazing, though. Try getting cold in feety pajamas. It's like a Snuggie, except you don't look fucking retarded in it. Well, I think maybe I'll grab myself some Apple Jacks before I go to bed. Have yourself a good time, Diary. I'll try and talk to you again as soon as I can. Signed, Christopher R. Walken, May 3rd. 2010. Dictated, but not read.